AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Bedring FM, Brunkungu, Klegnam Radio, Bato, Gaskia FM, Techiman, and Radio Wah Wah. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, one person dead with several members of President Akufo-Addo's security team injured after the president's convoy was involved in an accident on the Accra-Kumasi Highway. Also, investigations underway to unravel circumstances surrounding a pre-mixed fuel explosion in the Western region on Sunday, which resulted in the death of two persons and 14 persons injured.
Two persons have been confirmed dead. My information I've gathered from the ground is that two people have also been sent to Kolobu Teaching Hospital.
In business,
Ghana is set to sign debt restructuring agreement with bilateral creditors this week, a move expected to aid the release of $360 million from the IMF next month.
And later, the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNITS, denies any foul play in its decision to sell a 60% stake in its hotels to Rock City Hotel, owned by the Food and Agriculture Minister, Dr. Brian Echampon. So with that, let's settle for the details. My name is Hannah Odame. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, incredible journalism. One person has died and several members of President Akufo-Addo's security team injured after the president's convoy was involved in an accident on the Accra-Kumasi Highway. The crash occurred when the convoy was returning from Kumasi after accompanying the president to Kumasi for a series of events over the weekend. The president is unharmed as he traveled back to Accra with a military aircraft. My colleague Max Olagbagba has a copy of a statement from the Jubilee House on this matter. He joins me. Maxwell, tell us exactly what the statement says.
It says on Sunday, several vehicles belonging to the president's convoy were involved in a fatal accident along the Bontu Achim Asafu stretch of the Accra-Kumasi Highway. The unfortunate incident occurred whilst the convoy was on its way back from Kumasi after accompanying the president to Kumasi for a series of events. Tragically, one of the drivers, Mr. Kwesi Atta, lost his life. Additionally, several close protection and police officers from the president's security detail have sustained varying degrees of injuries and received initial treatment at the Sumu Government Hospital. The injured persons are currently being evacuated to the University of Ghana Medical Center for further treatment and observation. We're told that several vehicles in the convoy have also been completely wrecked as a result of the accident. It concludes by saying thoughts and prayers are with the family of the deceased and wishes them a speedy recovery.
Thank you very much, Maxwell Agbagba, with the statements from the copy of from the Jubilee House. Moving on, investigations are underway to unravel circumstances surrounding a pre-mixed fuel explosion in the Western region on Sunday, which resulted in the death of two persons and left 14 persons injured. The fishing community has since been thrown into a state of shock following the incident. Western Regional Correspondent Inathalia Kwansa has more in this report.
Two persons have been confirmed dead. My information I've gathered from the ground is that two people have also been sent to Kolobu Teaching Hospital. One other person, who is in critical condition, is also being prepared to be sent to the Kipso Teaching Hospital. That is the way they transport their finished well to the fishing harbor. And so for this to happen for the community members, it's a shock to them. From what I have gathered from the ground, apparently there is one woman in the community who is mentally challenged. And so people usually make fun of her. And so yesterday, there were some kids who were making fun of her, and she threw a stone. Unfortunately, the stone hit the Primex well, which was yet to be conveyed to the harbor to be used by the fisher folk. And so it started dripping. While it dripped, it went through the community. And this is a community where most of the buildings there are wood. And so a fishmonger who was also monging his fish didn't know what was happening. Unfortunately, this minister well got to where he was. She was, you know, having his fish on fire, and then it just caught fire. And unfortunately, we had this incident happening.
You heard from our Western Regional Correspondent in Athalia Kwanzaa there. Moving on, the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT, has denied any foul play in its decision to sell a 60% stake in its hotels to Rock City Hotel, owned by the Food and Agriculture Minister, Dr. Bryan Echampong. This comes after North Tong MP Samuel Okujeto Ablakwa lodged a formal petition with the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, SRAJ, to investigate allegations surrounding the sale of the six hotels. Joining me now is Samuel Imbura with details of a statement released by SNIT denying any wrongdoing. Tell us more.
Hannah, SNIT says it is divesting 60% of its stake in six hotels. The goal is to increase efficiency, profitability and long-term sustainability. Insists that international competitive tendering was used for the selection process. A transaction advisor was engaged to guide the process. Nine companies submitted proposals and six were shortlisted. Rock City emerged as the best candidate to buy a 60% stake in four hotels. The process is still at its final stage, but not yet concluded. SNIT says that it is aware that SRAJ is conducting an investigation into the sale of its hotels and will cooperate fully with the investigations and assures prudent management of the trust.
And joining us, we'll be bringing you updates on this development story. To other stories, and landing her first job soon after national service gave her some level of reassurance and a promising career. However, the stress and demands of the teaching job began to take a toll on her condition. SNM decided to confide in the school authorities about her condition. In less than 24 hours, she was fired. SNM's story highlights the harsh reality many people living with mental illness face. Listen to excerpts of Joy News' latest hotline documentary titled When the Mind is Not, produced by Emmanuel Chifeno.
The impact of stigmatizing persons living with mental disorders can be significant and far-reaching.
First time I was stigmatized, I was fired from my job. This was my first job after national service. I was teaching at a school and I was really under a lot of stress. So I wasn't getting enough sleep. I was commuting to work every day. It was also a very toxic and stressful environment to be working in. I cried. I was hurt. It's because I didn't understand why all the other teachers were going through the same level of stress and pressure, but I was breaking down. Less than 24 hours, she told all the members of management. I was called for a meeting and I was told that was my last day of work at the school, and I was fired.
You'll hear more from When the Mind is Not, produced by Emmanuel Givenu, on the Super Morning Show today at 8:30. And it also airs at 8:30 p.m. on the Joy News channel, so do make a date. Now, government has justified the proposed tax on big technology firms like Google, YouTube and Facebook on revenues earned from the country. Government's justification is coming on the back of criticism that a move will result in such firms abandoning the country. Some financial analysts have maintained these taxes may not be realized anytime soon, looking at the pushback at the global level. Let's hear from Minister for Communication and Digitalization, Esla Owusu.
How many of you make pure voice calls? Almost all of you are using data to make your calls. So and even international calls as well. So the revenue that we're getting from the international gateway is declining. And so how does government also make up for these declining revenue sources? We have to look at new ways of getting some of the profits that are being made in this sector, and none of them contributes to actually building the networks on which they deliver their services to the end consumer. Is that situation going to be allowed to continue? No.
There's always a fear that some of these fiscal approach, if it's not handled well, these are multinationals. They could move elsewhere.
They're never going to leave Africa. Neither Facebook, nor Google, nor YouTube, nor WhatsApp, nor Instagram, nor... Because a significant amount of people who use their services are on this continent, and it is growing. That's why I'm saying that we shouldn't have the conversation as individual countries, so that they will threaten to pull out of a country because that country has imposed some charges or levies on them.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Revenue Authority has already started engaging these entities on the proposed tax on their revenue and from Ghana. And with that, we end the news at 6 with me, Hannah Odami. The Super Morning Show continues. But you can log on to myjoyonline.com. You find all these stories and more there. Have a great morning.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.